From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Unit the Per One Counter in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This trauma uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Unit walked for 12 years. This is, by most standards, a lot of walking. Most people walk a great deal in the course of their lives, to school, to market, to work, to a friend's house, but they do not ordinarily do all of their walking with the same pack horse and the same canvas pack. Unit did. He spent 12 years as a traveling peddler, walking from market to market across the kingdom's three central provinces, selling cloth, salt, small metalwork, and, occasionally, wooden combs. He had been apprenticed to a master peddler, a gruff old man named Tenstride, at the age of 17. He had inherited the pack horse and the canvas pack at the age of 25, when Tenstride retired. He had walked the routes himself for 12 years after that, between 25 and 37, before joining the academy. What Unit eventually understood, and what made him the teacher he became, was that every market measured things differently. This was, when he was new to the trade, infuriating. He would walk into the market town of Loomly and see a bolt of woolen cloth quoted at 8 coppers per bolt. He would walk into the next market town of Pinforth, about half a day east, and see a bolt of woolen cloth quoted at 1 copper per yard. He would walk into the third market town of Saltwell, another half day, and see arm span of cloth quoted at 11 coppers. He had 3 prices in 3 different units for what was essentially the same product. Was Loomly's cloth a better deal than Pinforth's? Was Pinforth's better than Saltwell's? He could not tell, not directly. The numbers were not comparable. What he learned to do, what Tenstride had taught him in the first year of apprenticeship, in the master peddler's gruff voice, was reduce everything to per one.
A bolt of cloth, Tenstride had said, was 8 yards. An arm span was roughly 1.5 yards. So Loomly's 8 coppers per bolt was 1 copper per yard. Pinforth's 1 copper per yard was, well, 1 copper per yard. Saltwell's 11 coppers per arm span was roughly 7.5 coppers per yard. Loomly and Pinforth were the same price. Saltwell was a bad deal. The key was per yard. The key was per one of a common thing. Unit, who was 19 at the time, sat with this for several weeks. He realized it was general. Anytime you had a rate quoted in different units, you could reduce it to per one of a common thing, and then the rates were directly comparable. He started doing this in his head. Cost per yard, distance per day, calories per serving when he was negotiating for food at inns, wages per hour, salt per pound. He could not look at any rate without reducing it to per one. By the end of his 12 years on the road, he could do it instantly. Quote him any price in any unit, and he would, within seconds, have a per one comparison ready. When the Ratio Realm Academy was looking for someone to teach rates and unit rates to children, the Academy Master had heard about Unit from a Loomly merchant who said, "He is the only peddler I have ever met who treats price comparison as an arithmetic discipline rather than an instinct." The Academy Master walked the long road to find Unit on his route. He found him at a market in Saltwell, haggling over the price of a basket of apples. 3 for 2 coppers versus 8 for 5 coppers in the next stall. Unit had the per one comparison ready. 0.67 coppers per apple versus 0.625 coppers per apple. The second stall was cheaper. The merchant of the first stall was, by Unit standards, trying to confuse customers with awkward numbers. The Academy Master invited Unit to teach. Unit, who was 37 and beginning to think his knees would not survive another decade of walking, accepted. He brought to the academy his pack horse, an elderly mare named Pace, who was happy to retire to the academy stable, and the canvas pack. The canvas pack is now hung on the wall of his classroom. He uses it as a teaching prop. In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He brings from the academy kitchen 3 small bags of apples. He labels them, Bag A, 3 apples for 2 coppers. Bag B, 5 apples for 3 coppers. Bag C, 8 apples for 5 coppers. He turns to the class. He says, which is the best deal? The children, always, try to compare them directly. They get confused. They protest that the bags are different sizes.
Unit smiles. He says, yes, you cannot compare them as they are. The bags are quoted differently. You must reduce them to per one apple, cost per apple. Then they are comparable. He shows them. Bag A, 2 divided by 3 equals 0.67 coppers per apple. Bag B, 3 divided by 5 equals 0.60 coppers per apple. Bag C, 5 divided by 8 equals 0.625 coppers per apple. Bag B is the best deal. Bag C is second best. Bag A is worst. The children always see it. They understand. They sometimes ask if this trick works for anything, and Unit says yes. Anything quoted as a rate can be reduced to per one of something, and then any 2 rates can be compared. Miles per hour, words per minute, calories per serving, eggs per nest, coppers per yard. When children ask whether rates are hard, Unit always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are per one comparisons, always reduced to per one. Once you do, every rate is just a number, and every number is comparable. He still has the pack horse. The mare Pace is 23 years old and very tolerant of children. They visit her in the stable on warm afternoons. Unit, who walked 12 years with her, sometimes joins them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Unit the Per One Counter. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.